meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Rosa Blasey is our guest tonight. Is it Blasey?
Blasey.
Mm-hmm. What kind of name is that?
Italian, Irish, and Spanish.
Sweet.
We had this discussion last time you were here, right?
We did?
You know what? I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Did we have it with me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm asked it.
What
all the
was
time.
It?
Like 8 years ago?
No, it feels like eight years ago. It was 70 episodes ago. It was when the show first began. Yeah, four years.
Holy mother of Christ.
I know.
We're still hot.
Thanks.
That's the important part. And I was just looking at you in Stuff Magazine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a nice spread. Did you see this, Drew?
No.
Very tasteful.
I prefer the word layout.
Yeah, I mean layout. Yeah, sorry. Difference between flight deck and cockpit.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. Cockpit wouldn't be a bad name for one of those either. All right, where were we? What was I talking about, Drew?
Rosa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Strong medicine. I guess I pass a huge billboard for your TV show.
I see the show all the time.
Every night when I drive
And it gets suggested for awards of all kinds, the stuff that I'm involved with.
Really?
All kinds, you know, because prison awards. And they have good messages.
You're one of those doctors at the Doctor of Black Tie Dinners?
Yeah.
Got it.
Responsible message, right?
Exactly.
Given
responsible message and scantily clad women in underwear.
Yeah,
those are called Nick's messages.
That's have you seen it yet, Drew?
No, I'm not.
It's like I said. This month's
that's a
Stuff Magazine. It's the one with the Pam Anderson sort of like she's airbrushed on the side of a World War II airplane. Drew, you're getting close, but you haven't quite found it yet. Rosa, you find it for
him.
It's very provocative. Very sexy. All right, what didn't we talk about last time you were in here that you want to talk about tonight?
I honestly don't remember.
But you don't remember what we did talk about, but I'm asking what we didn't talk about.
No? I don't know. I remember my favorite memory was you guys turning off the person who would call in and then taking bets on if they had been
like...
I like the hang on a second, you know, the friendly hang on a second, and then 10-1 odds this kid's been abused or 10, you know.
Well, maybe we'll get to some gambling tonight. Did you see those pictures, Drew?
Nice.
I enjoy the gambling.
Very nice.
I enjoy the gambling.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Strong Medicine continues to break records as the highest rated drama series in basic cable history.
Wow.
Were you aware of this, Drew?
No, it's nice.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll hang out here with Rosa, take some phone calls. Sunday night, 10 o'clock, by the way, Strong Medicine. And maybe we'll do some gambling on some of the a-holes calling the show tonight. Ron?
Hey.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, this is a question for Dr.
Hold on a second. No? Okay, go ahead, Ron.
All right. My question is, Dr. Drew, after I have sex with my wife, she's 21, the smell of sex makes me want to vomit.
Smell of sex?
Yes.
After you have sex?
Right.
Yeah, well, it should. It's a disgusting thing you two engaged in. Especially you guys. Look at yourselves. Look in the mirror. It's disgusting.
Okay. Yeah. And my other question for you. All right. My wife had a tubal done in February. All right.
Had a tubal pregnancy?
Huh?
Had a tubal pregnancy or she had a tubal ligation?
She actually had a tubal after she had her baby son.
She had the tubes tied. Okay,
yeah,
got
she
it.
Had tubes tied.
I know what I love about. Here, watch. I'll be the car. The wife had a tubal.
Did she have a tubal ligation or a tubal pregnancy?
She had it after my son. That's what I love. It's like, well,
so is the son still in?
You give him an A or B.
They give you nothing.
They give you a third option that you didn't put in there. All right, so your wife owns a tuba.
Oh, not a tuba, a tubal. After she had her tubes tied.
How many children have you guys had?
Huh?
How many children have you guys had?
And did they all talk like you?
One girl, one boy.
One girl, one boy.
All right.
That's all we asked for,
You keep them away from each other now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she's like a month and a half late on her period, and the possibility that she can be pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there is a possibility. Tubal ligations are not 100%. Did they just tie them, or they cut them and burn them?
They cut like 2 inch, two inch off, and they burn them.
Well, usually the cut burn tie does the trick, but even then, sometimes. But there's many other reasons women can miss their period, right?
Tubal ligation is different than tube. It's tubes tying.
Yeah,
tying a tube.
Ligate tie. But right. I'd be, you know, this.
Sure, I ligated my shoes this morning.
That's what I, who doesn't?
Yeah,
and, I have slip-ons.
Guys were making fun of me at the office because it's like your shoes came unligated. 14-year-old kid told me that today. You're going to trip over your unligated shoe. And sometimes when a guy falls asleep, when Jimmy falls asleep, I'll sneak under the desk and I'll ligate his shoes together.
Kids were playing baseball afternoon, Little League. Blue, unligated shoes.
Yep. I don't know what you're saying, Andrew.
Ron's losing patience.
I'll tell you whether she's pregnant or not. Do you work around a forklift? On or around a forklift?
I don't work right now.
Ooh, okay, now pregnant. She's pregnant. Yeah. But you're hoping to go back to work somewhere on or around a forklift?
Well, right now.
Hopefully not around one. I had bad experience with them.
What happened?
I basically was driving a forklift, and next thing you know, I hit a bump, and next thing you know, the forklift tipped over.
You rolled a forklift?
Yep.
All right. They see? I know our callers.
Now, Ron, here's the deal. No period and smells you don't like makes for me infection. So you got to get her in, take a look, see if she has a vaginal infection or even more serious, a pelvic infection.
Yeah.
So take a look, all right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do it, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. You can randomly guess a guy works on a forklift.
You can with amazing accuracy.
Yeah. And the guy, not only does he work around a forklift, he's actually crashed a forklift. And his reaction will be sort of,
Well, doesn't everyone drive a forklift? It's sort of his feeling. It's like, yeah, of course, I worked.
I had to milk it out of him a little bit.
Right? That was his reaction.
Yeah. Well, all right. All right, listen, no more kids, screwball.
Yeah.
Out of work.
Well, they did. Ligation. They're working on it.
All right. That's good. Bobby?
Yes.
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay. I had a question about my breasts. That I think, like, I don't know because I haven't seen many girls like my age, but I think that they sag more than they should. And it's not terrible, but, like, it's more than I think they should. And I was wondering if there's any, like, exercises I can do or, like, what causes it. Like, is it just from them being big? Is it from, like, not wearing a training bra when
it's being big and it's your genetics. That's just the way that goes. It has nothing really to do with anything much else.
Big, real boob sag.
Yeah.
The key word is real.
Okay.
Yeah. Go,
okay.
Girl.
Maybe she's been sort of distorted, her image of the female breast. By
absolutely.
Looking at
they're completely different than my mom's and my sister's. Like, I mean, they do have smaller breasts than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Well, is there exercises or anything?
No, there
like,
are procedures.
What size are your breasts?
They're 36D.
Are your mom and sisters?
No, my mom and my sister are both A.
That's why. It's because you're one of the few people with naturally big breasts, and you're used to seeing the era of the Wonder Bra.
Okay. Is it fixable? Is there anything I can do to improve it? Like,
yeah,
other than
you got
to
walk
surgery?
On your hands.
You can lose weight.
Okay. Well, I'm not that big. Like, that's why it was kind of struck me as
but,
weird.
What
size are you?
Like, weight-wise?
Yeah.
I'm 135 pounds.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". That's,
yeah.
Wow. That's
yeah,
a keeper
so
there.
That's why I can't understand. Like, I didn't know if it was from being skinny or...
No. Here's the deal. All right. I got to go off on this jag real quick. Everybody gets a hand dealt to them, and that's about it. Color your eyes. Hey, some people die when they're 33 for no good reason. Mm-hmm. They got a bad hand dealt to them. And some people have a double chin, and some people get male. I know guys who are losing their hair 2 years out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys that are in their 70s. Phone screener Brian over there is bald as a cue ball. He's 23 years old, for Christ's sake. Look at him. This is what you get dealt to you. If you really beat the crap out of yourself, if you just chain smoke and you booze and you do some drugs, you can beat yourself up over about 35 years. And that doesn't mean that you're 35. I'm talking about from age 15, 16 up.
Right.
By the time you're in your 50s, it'll start showing. But there's nothing worse than a bad genetic hand.
And even worse, it's harder to really significantly improve.
But there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't consider what she has a bad genetic
hand. No, I wouldn't either. But we are selling this bill of goods as a society that you can change. And here's what I don't like about the change part. I don't know, I get up on my horse about this, but we say you can change, and therefore, when you see people who do have the spare tire, who do have the double chin, who do have the receding hairline, who do have breasts that are hanging, now it's their fault because they could have changed.
Or there should be something to do, like she's asking.
Yes,
what can
you
I do
can't.
To change
well,
this?
Well, you can tell her what she could do. It's a horrible, horrible operation that looks like five scars. It looks like if you play the game Hangman without the head.
Yeah.
I mean,
the reduction
yeah. is a horrible surgery.
It's a big operation.
Yeah.
And unless you're loading around pounds and it's giving you horrid back pain. I mean,
she's 19.
I wish to God, instead of Extreme Makeover, they'd do a show as to how much is airbrushed.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that you can't do a goddamn thing to change your stuff. You really can't.
Not
All
really.
You can do is not get morbidly obese. Other than that, you show me someone who's changed their calves over the course of their lifetime.
Right.
Some people are hairy, some people aren't, some people got big noses, some people don't. That's it. That's it. That's all you can do. Even bad skin is just bad skin. Everyone's blame it on chocolate. Oh, it's your diet. And it's always this sort of condescending things like, you must eat a lot of greasy foods. You don't eat well.
It's right. Let me tell you what you need to do.
You're not taking care of yourself. Yeah. And all these bitches write these books and these homos write these books. Here's how you can do it. 30 days to a better this, 30 days to rock hard abs, 30 days to kiss my ass. Cindy Crawford looks like Cindy Crawford because Cindy Crawford's always looked like Cindy Crawford. It's not a goddamn thing she ever did about it, except she didn't dump acid on herself.
But
that's
now,
all she did.
Now, there's also the argument, though. I mean, sorry to bring up American Idol, but look at Clay in the beginning and look at him now. He's like the supermodel version of Clay. And people see that. They see the first episode of Friends in the opening credits, and they see that they all look like cover girls right now, and they think all it takes is money, or if I had a trainer,
well,
or
they
if I
aren't
had
that
the best
different.
Of stylists.
They're just sort of shined up.
They're
you know?
Just like,
well,
yeah.
I mean,
not that different.
You can take a car and put a coat of wax on it and armor all
right,
the tires.
Right.
You just can't turn it into a different car.
Right.
And the thing about, like, Clay from American Idol, well, they took his glasses off
because
and they gave him a $60 haircut.
His eyebrows, highlighted his hair, straightened it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Gave him a tan.
I'm not saying you can't shave.
Right. But you're saying you have what you have. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and there's, don't
you make
you know,
the most of what
listen,
you have.
Listen, you get a good woman who tells you to stop wearing the muscle shirts and the tiger stripe pants and the fanny packs. It's going to go a long way. Please don't lean back, Rosa. My headphones go out if your feet hit anything up high. Okay. Anyway.
In this asshole we call it Westwood One?
Yes. I'm just saying it's a $10 billion a year industry selling a bill of whatever goods to people, and it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is she
you.
Out here? Is she in California?
I have no idea.
Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that theory.
Megan, here's the whole thing. She's 19. She has big breasts. She has her shape. Fine. She'll find a man who loves her, and that's it. 10 years from now, if it's a big problem, she can consider surgery. Megan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're 20. What's up?
Well, I guess I could tell you the story. Last year we went to Hawaii, my family and I, and, my mom kept getting calls on her cell phone, and there'd be times where I'd, like, have her cell phone and it would say Mark on it, and I figured that was this guy from work that is one of her managers from the company she owns. Well, every time she'd talk to him, she'd kind of, like, run off. And she wouldn't let anybody near her or something like that. So I got kind of weird about it because that day she had been talking about her and my stepfather having problems and talking about getting a divorce. So
was he with you in Hawaii?
Yeah, he was there. But we were with my aunt walking around, and I just happened to be listening to them.
Mm.
And my mom was in the shower, and I picked up the phone.
Ooh.
And we kind of sound a lot alike on the telephone.
Uh-oh.
So he says, oh, hi. And I was like, this isn't, my mom. And he's like, oh, is she there? And I was like, she's in the shower. So I, told her that he had called. And it wasn't the same Mark because I know that man. I've known him for almost my whole life. So, I knew it wasn't him. Well, I didn't hear anything about him and for a while. And then my mom had a company party. And my stepdad was out of town. And
hold on a second. Do we have to start this story in Hawaii?
No.
Can we just pick it up at the company party? I'm waiting
Mark
to get
was
through
a code the, name on the cell phone.
We got through the company party without any incident.
Right.
But now fast forward to 6 months ago. All right. Please don't.
Megan, here's the deal. We get that this is a very intense experience for you, and the intrusion of all this into your present suggests that it's really bothering you a lot. And maybe
right.
that maybe you've had a lot of turmoil in your relationship with your parents over many, many years, in fact, I suspect.
Cut them loose. Do you live with them?
Well, it's my stepdad that I think she's having an affair on. And my stepdad and I don't get along, but it kind of hurts me to see that her doing this, because like when he's out of town, she'll go out all night and leave me home with my brother and my sister.
Okay, so that's much, this the chaos here that I get. I get the disorganization.
Right.
That's why you react to the story. The story sort of it's all this stuff intruding that sort of
Well, she punched it up just a little bit.
No, it's so important to her. It's troubling her. And you really... Megan, you can't be the parent of your parents. That's a very unhealthy position for you to be in.
And
this is an unpleasant, unstable situation for you. You really need to find a way to get somebody to help you take care of your feelings about all this. Let your mom do whatever she does.
You need to move out of the house is what you need to do.
You're 20.
Right. It's just what's hard is that my mom and I are so close, and my mom does so much for me.
Like what?
When I need something, she's always there. She's always...
That's not doing so much. In fact, that might be undermining you. That might be doing nothing for you. As a parent, very often it's not constantly picking up the pieces. It's making you do it on your own.
Oh, my parents were great.
Your parents were beautiful, wonderful. That way. They had that one down.
I was 11, those a-holes.
But that's not necessarily good parenting. That's keeping her. That's keeping her dependent on her.
She does tend to do that.
Yeah, that's not good, Megan. That's not good.
All right, so Megan. Plus,
her keeping her where she wants you, not where you need to be.
Right, Drew, it's getting a little cathartic. Right. Relax.
I just get afraid that if I say something to her, that she'll think that I'm betraying her. Or
Megan, move out.
Just move out.
Get out of there.
Okay, and my other question was, my brother and sister, half-brother and sister, they're 10 and 7. How do I, I'm very close. I'm like a mother to them because my mom's, gone all the time and my stepdad's gone all the time. So, they're planning on getting a divorce. How do I feel like I'm going to have to pick up the pieces.
All right, here's what you have to do. You have to act like a 20-year-old who needs to move out, start their own life, go to school, get a job, do whatever most 20-year-olds do, have your friends, have your boyfriends, and your social life. Second part is be responsible to these two kids.
Be available to them.
And be available.
Right.
That doesn't mean being a surrogate parent.
Right. Is your mom an alcoholic?
No, she's not. Right.
Okay.
She's always gone.
This is not your job to be her.
I don't know if you picked up, there's some subtle qualities the way she told those stories. That she's really got some stuff going on there.
Yeah, but she also had kind of a 13-year-old voice.
Absolutely.
Too. Something going on with that. I don't mean that she was definitely molested. She seemed like...
Arrested.
She was raised... She was raised like a
veal.
Chia pet.
Yeah, a veal.
Just put on the sill and watered once in a while, not let out too much. All right. Hey, but it's good times. What's happening there, Rosa?
I'm just... marveling at you guys. I think I learned from the show about the when people talk like in their 20s.
Yeah. It's bad times.
Yeah.
Your breasts are real, right? I was still kind of on that from last...
you remember from then?
No, from about 5 minutes ago when we were talking about boobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
They're not real?
No.
They look good. They look real.
Well, that's because I like the first caller. I had large breasts before I did it.
Oh, you had a... Oh, yeah, but
no,
there's
because
something
when you have large breasts, they sag. And when I was 19, I was freaking out about sagging. So
you had...
Cut to me talking about my boob job 11 years later.
You had a reduction?
No, I had implants put in, but it filled out the center a Wonder Bra.
Nice.
Because real boobs don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on, they fall on the side and and I noticed that at 19. So that's so they look different than like the... A cup with a teacup slit under the skin look that is so...
That's a horrible look.
...horrid now, and so many plastic surgeons should have their license taken away.
Yeah, they should. You're talking about driver's license?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I see. I know the medical profession, Drew. These guys, if they can't get to work, they lose business. I think that's what Rose is saying. Drew, you got to get on our wavelength. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
I'm getting there.
Jake?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
It seems like every time I masturbate... I have to, like, urinate right afterwards.
That's
Whoa,
fine.
Dude.
That is amazing.
Oh, no, I mean, just like...
Get this in the... This should go in a medical journal,
I'm putting the web right now.
All right.
Who cares?
It can be irritating to the urethra, and it can make you have an urge to pee.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I've talked to a couple of my buddies about it, and they say they have the same problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really a problem. But,
it really isn't a problem, is it, when L males get that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of...
Yeah.
Like, even if I urinate before,
I can't get off
it. I got this thing where, like, if it's hot and I'm, like, let's say, shooting hoops all day, I get really thirsty after the game, and it's like my mouth is dry and it feels kind of weird. And I talk to some of my friends, talk to a couple of my buddies, and I think they got the same thing too. So I don't know if I got it from them or maybe they got it from me. But even if I sometimes drink water before, if it's really hot, like we're out in the valley, I'll still want some water afterward. I get this, like, it's almost a yearning, like a craving. And it's uncomfortable. So, what should I do? Yeah?
Bra.
Okay, bra. Yeah, all right, take a leak. That's what you're supposed to do. It gives you a good excuse. You know what it is? It gives you a good excuse to get up and move.
Go to the refrigerator?
Yeah, you do that. You have sex. You know, here's what it's like for me. Daddy's in the mood. Then,
Oh, nice sound effect.
I got to shake the dew off the lily, baby. And then I just get down. I come back like 4 days later. I didn't say where I was taking a leak. I took a leak in Canada. That's what I do.
Perfect.
You assumed I was going in the house. Wrong. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Rosa Blasi is our guest tonight. She is from Strong Medicine. Sunday nights, 10 o'clock. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good so far, right? Lifetime?
That's right.
Oh, man, it's like I got a paper in front of me. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Rosa Blasi is our guest tonight. She is from Strong Medicine on Lifetime Television, Sunday nights, 10 o'clock. Show's in its third season.
Fourth.
Well, says the show's in its third, and these things are never wrong, are they, Drew?
Never.
Rosa also can be found in this month's Stuff magazine. She is, I think Pam Anderson's on the cover, but Rosa's in the center, and she's just covered with roses. It's a very, very tasteful yet provocative layout. I almost said spread.
Thank you.
I learned a valuable lesson from you. Michael?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, actually, I came up with a fake story.
Okay.
That's Anderson cutting off. Anderson, here's how Anderson runs. There's either the Anderson that's hell-bent on finishing whatever computer game he's playing on behind him, or there's the Anderson that actually edits the content of the show as
that
the show goes.
That is not true. I don't play computer games.
Two Andersons.
I mean. All right. First of all, I said that call's fake. Take it off, and then...
All right.
It got up there and it was fake.
Okay. But we can decide whether we want to cut the caller off or not, you know, Anderson.
Yeah, okay. We'll
right.
do that.
All right, put him back on.
But we have to, okay.
All right. Michael?
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, why did you make up a fake phone call?
No, I mean, I just wanted to sing this crappy country song because my friend wanted me to sing it on the air.
All right. Well, hate to admit it, but Anderson was right.
Yeah, of course he's right.
Okay, let's talk. Wait a second. No, I can't do it. Well, let's talk to Garrett, who's on line two. Garrett?
Yes.
23 years old. What's up?
I've been having a problem for about the last month now. I'll start having sex with a girl, and, like, I can't have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. I'll go for, like, 3-4 hours, and then I'll finally, like, tire out, and I'll just, you know, give it up. And, I mean, the girl loves it, you know, because I can go forever.
Oh, yeah. Chicks love it, especially as you break into hour 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Provided you never stop.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, and then, like, sometimes during sex, I'll lose the boner, you know, just like, and I gotta, like, play with myself to get it back up.
That's very romantic.
You know, so.
But they love it. They love that.
They love that, too.
I know, they, yeah.
Garrett.
Yes.
Are you on any medication?
Well, you see, that's the funny thing. I was taking this Big RX stuff, and it's supposed
Big
to,
RX.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a virility supplement.
Yeah.
And while I was on it, it was like my sexual performance. It was like I could feel more. But then I got off of it because it wasn't working. It wasn't adding anything to my size or anything.
Was this that mail order crap?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Probably advertised on our show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
So now I'm off of it, and now it seems like...
You're on no other medicine.
No, I just take, like vitamin C and one source and stuff.
Do you do any drugs or alcohol?
No, I don't do drugs, alcohol. I don't even smoke.
Hmm.
But the effects of the Vigorex are lingering?
No. He was a mess before this.
They're going away. It's like now...
I don't think it did anything in the first place.
Okay, do you have a girlfriend?
I have... few girls.
Right now.
Oh, you have a few girls?
Yeah, a few girls.
Yeah, hold on a second. I knew this Garrett was one of these Don Juan Playboy types.
Sure, you could tell.
I picture a smartly tailored tweed jacket.
I immediately thought of the guy the Flying Nun with the...
Yeah, Carlos. The debonair bachelor.
Yeah.
Hair slick back. Probably driving a vintage English convertible automobile.
Sure.
Maybe an MG or an Aston Martin. Yes, I can hear some Sergio Mendez playing in the background as he tools down the open highway.
He was trained school to Sanders.
Scarf blowing in the wind, smoking a French colored cigarette with a long extension on the end of it.
Collection of antiquities.
Yes, wowing the ladies with his etchings. Yep. Is that you, Garrett?
What?
Yes. I see it already. I know your type, too, by the way. You slide on in. You talk. You speak a little Latin, a little poetry. You wow the ladies. Yeah. And the next thing you know, it's up to your penthouse apartment that overlooks Central Park for a little fine champagne and caviar. Yes?
For 5 hours or so.
For 5 or 6 hours.
Then you bang the bejesus out of them with your half-limp dork for 5.5 to 6 hours.
And they love it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's porno watching 101.
What's the average duration you think a woman wants?
Half hour.
Would be like, is that average or is that sort of max?
I mean, like the old, you know, the saying is 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
That's reality. Yeah. But I mean, I'd say a half an hour, if you're just a new couple and there's tons and tons of foreplay and cuddling and
he's talking about the actual sex part.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I would have a gigantic problem with that. Get off.
Yeah.
All right. So young Garrett needs to... What? I mean...
He actually needs to see a doctor for...
Does he?
Not having an orgasm. He needs to wait a week or two, for one thing, and then see if maybe he's, you know,
unloading too frequently. What if he just found one woman,
and
fell in love, and sort of had a go at it that way?
That's all good, but I think he may need... I don't know, it's kind of weird that he goes...
All right,
it's hard to follow Garrett. That's part of the problem.
One woman would help.
Yes.
Emma?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I found out that I was pregnant and I need to tell my parents.
Mm-hmm. When did you find this out?
A couple of months ago.
A couple of months ago?
Well, like 6 weeks ago.
And how long had you been pregnant at that point? How long had you been pregnant when you found out?
Maybe 3 months at the most.
So you're 5 months pregnant now?
No, I think I'm maybe like 3 or 3.5 at the most.
Hey, Emma?
Yeah?
Are you in the equipment room of the commercial building you're in?
No.
Okay. Can you move away from wherever that source of the noise is?
The vent? Or the generator?
What is that in the background? Some sort of fan or something?
No, it's the air conditioner.
Okay. We're not giving you a hard time. It's just going to help us understand you a little better.
All right.
Okay.
Are you on the other side of the trailer?
No.
Okay, so how did this happen? What happened?
My boyfriend.
Yeah, and?
And he doesn't like to use protection.
All right, hold on one second. I don't know what's going on with the... I don't know what's going on with the air conditioning register there, but
no.
I'm going to ask her to turn it off or actually go in another room. And
so we can hear
her. She using a phone?
It could be like a weird cell.
I think she's talking in a Get Smart shoe.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Emma.
Yeah?
Listen, I need you to go into another room or shut the air conditioner.
We can't really hear you.
Can you do that?
Is this better?
That's better.
Marginally. Are you using a regular telephone?
No.
What are you using?
Cordless phone.
Cordless phone. Okay. All right. So now, you think you're 3.5 months pregnant.
Yes.
And how did you document the pregnancy?
Well, my boyfriend did.
Like an EPT or?
Yes. From the store.
Okay. Hey, Emma.
Yes.
How's your English? Is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Is your boyfriend still around?
Yes.
Does he, how old is he?
I think he's 34.
You think he's 34?
He's in his early 30s.
How long have you known him for?
About a year.
What's his name?
John.
What was that?
John.
And it sounded like John. It sounded like something else.
Where did you meet a 34-year-old?
School.
School? He was going to school with you?
No, he's the assistant coach.
Assistant coach.
In what sport?
Cheerleading.
You have male assistant coach and coaches in high school?
Well, in eighth grade. He helps one of the other moms.
And he's somebody, is he works for the school? He's not the moms?
Yeah, there are two moms that coach cheerleading, and he helps them.
How long have you been seeing this guy?
Since last August.
You were 13?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
John?
It's just isn't holding together.
Well,
it's not holding together.
It is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't. Right,
it's chock full of uninteresting specific information, which usually means it's a real call. Because what are you, cheerleading assistant guy?
See, I'm ready to like break out into tears, and you guys like have a whole different perception. Yeah. So are you guys at?
It's tough because
we're trying to figure out what's going on.
There's an air of boguosity in this, just mm-hmm. a dash of it in here that we're both feeling. On the other hand, so scattered and fragmented that's what could make it sound
way. And the seriousness of it. The seriousness of these sorts of issues, we can't overlook, or we got to stay with.
Yeah, right. You have to treat these as serious calls. Emma?
Yes.
Okay, so he knows you're pregnant.
Yes.
He must be scared to death.
Yeah, he wants me to have an abortion.
Does he tell you not to tell your parents and things like this?
Yes.
Are you going to tell your parents?
I want to.
Okay, well, that's what you need to do, right?
Yes.
You don't want to have an abortion?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so you're going to tell your parents, so why are you calling us?
I can't tell them.
Well, what, can you tell somebody at school that you're being raped by a man who's abusing you sexually?
No.
Why not?
I can't do that.
How do you meet up with this guy?
He just works at the school.
I know, but how do you see him so often?
He's friends with my parents.
Is that why you're afraid to tell them?
Yes.
But he can't come by and just pick you up.
I spend weekends when my parents go out of town on business. I stay with him.
What do your parents do?
My dad is just a businessman that works with sporting goods and sells them.
Hmm.
And my mom usually goes with him.
Really?
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
They leave a 14-year-old at home alone?
No, I stay with usually him.
Oh, they put you with him?
Yeah.
That just sounds bizarre.
Wow, yeah.
All right, so, Emma, this guy's a criminal. You understand that?
No.
Do you love him?
I don't know.
It probably doesn't feel like... Maybe it doesn't feel like rape to you, and it does, and you can't maybe understand why they're saying criminal, but it's am I off?
No, no, no.
It's
tired of hearing that buzz.
Yeah, there's something really wrong about the age difference, and it's not just that it's he could go to jail for it, even if it feels like love, or you think it might be love, there's a lot wrong with it.
Well, let's examine this for a second. Here's the part that that worries me a little about this whole thing in terms of its authenticity. Mm-hmm. This guy has knocked up this girl who's bound to start showing mm-hmm. soon. Mm-hmm. Sent her out, and she seems like she's in unstable at best, mm-hmm. emotionally. Mm-hmm. I would, A, take this girl down to the clinic myself and make sure something was done, or B, hire a drifter to kill her. I would not see, just sort of send her home. You know what I mean? Because right. she's just going to crack in front of her parents and say, this guy did it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the cops are going to be showing up at my crappy apartment. It's weird that he would. I mean, I'd love to hear his account of it. I can't imagine just sending her home, especially friends, your alleged friends.
I wonder if she's been sexually abused in the past.
Oh,
earlier.
That's a good question.
All right. Emma?
Yeah?
Have you been sexually abused before?
When you were a child?
No.
Your parents been absent your whole life?
Kind of.
Your dad going off to sporting goods conventions and things like that?
No, they just travel a lot.
All right. So, Emma.
Yes?
How about she start off by going into a place like Planned Parenthood and just talking to a counselor?
Yeah. You're going to have to do something, so that's the place to start. We can give you some phone numbers, too, to call. And
don't you can't have sex with this guy anymore. He's not your boyfriend, and he's a criminal. All right?
And the longer you wait to go to Planned Parenthood, the less choices and options are available to you. Because it's getting, you know, you're past the first trimester, it sounds like, mm-hmm. and yeah. things get really tough.
It's getting down to crunch time, as they say over
but
there.
But whatever you want to do, you can do it yourself without your parents. You don't need your most states anyway. You don't need your parents' involvement. If you
really know. Have an abortion?
No, not most states. Not up to 14.
Yeah, but talking to a counselor—that's
yeah.
A great,
of course, you need
suggestion.
Lots of support, and you should tell somebody at school too. If you have a counselor or somebody at school you can talk to, because this guy works at the school.
Well, and it's too bad she can't tell her parents just to wake them up.
Predator.
What would the parents do who think this guy is one of their better? I mean, obviously, a great friend of the family. If you're going to leave your daughter off at his house
every weekend.
All right.
It's such a horrible story. We got to, you know, take it very seriously. But I still,
there's a weird feeling.
It's a bogus call. I'm totally convinced of it.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm totally convinced.
All right. Well, Drew, you know good radio.
Yeah.
Undermining all the calls, playing the bogus card. All right. Should we take a quick break?
Yep.
We'll do that. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rosa Blasi is our guest tonight. She's a nice mixture of, I say Italian, had a little Latino in you, and Irish or mm-hmm. something. It's a good mixture. That mutt thing is good.
For a fighter. No.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's horrible for an accountant. But it's good for a fighter, and it seemed to work out well for you as well, Stuff Magazine is currently what she's is kind of the centerfold of. Got a nice big two-page centerfold thing covered in the roses. Very sharp. That's out on newsstands as we speak, and also in Strong Medicine Sunday nights, 10 o'clock, on Lifetime. That's right.
What the hell, Lifetime? Yeah,
I looked down. I couldn't find it, but I don't watch a lot of Lifetime. I got to be honest.
Not really the demographic.
Not for me, but, you know. I think I'll turn the corner now.
They could develop some Home Improvement shows for a Lifetime. You know?
We have done an episode on vaginal tightening, if that would interest
really?
You in tuning in at all.
Good times.
All right. Good times.
Yeah. I could get a little ratchet in there where I just had the key and I could click it in a little bit, you know, keep it on my keychain.
Vaginal.
Yeah, just click, click, give a couple clicks. Yeah. Feeling, not feeling too confident tonight.
Like the Reebok
clicks.
Pump?
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That worked out, that pump, huh? Alicia?
Uh-huh.
You're 29?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. Well, I've been with my husband for almost 10 years. And I love him to death, but sometimes he gets kind of degrading in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Sometimes he says it's just because I don't want to try things new. I don't mind it. I mean, you know, I don't mind, you know, role-playing sometimes, but when he gets a little rough and degrading, it kind of bothers me, and I've told him this, but he, like I said, tells me...
Stinking whore! Does he say stuff like that?
Yeah.
How often is that happening?
Pretty much all the time.
How often is that?
I'm saying that... I'm sorry?
How often is that?
Well, what we have sex probably 3 times a week.
And every time he's doing that?
Pretty much.
And what is, give us an example of him crossing the line.
Well,
That bother you?
That bothers me is...
Not true,
like,
you could have left it across the line.
I know our callers.
All right. You know me, and you knew I'd have to answer that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of like when, well, I don't mind him calling me his excuse the language, his bitch.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem sometimes with him calling me his slut, or when he does tend to, like, get rough, like I said, like he'll smack me sometimes, or, you know.
In the face?
Yeah, I've gotten that. Ew. A couple times.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
He had me at hello up until the smacking in the face.
Yeah.
He's a good man. We have had our rough patch.
Sounds like a delight. Damn, bitch!
Does he think you're into this?
Is he a rapper?
Sometimes I do, but when he gets too rough, I know that I've had a friend tell me that I need to come up with, what is it, a safety word? And I...
Alicia, why are you so tentative about this? He smacks you in the face, you don't like this, it's degrading, and you're like, apologetic, well, you know, I need to... Hey, cut it out. You hold all the cards here. Don't have sex with him if he continues like this. Just stop. Hey, cut it out. You have every right to say, no. This isn't working for me. And I suspect he thinks it's something you're probably into, and you're kind of playing along with it. Unless you're really clear with him, he's not going to stop. And you got to say no sex if it's on these terms.
I got in a little trouble once doing this because I made the safety word harder.
Oh, Lord.
And I got confused. I was a little tipsy, and next thing you know, I'm up for manslaughter. So,
okay.
But you got to pick another word.
But I have to tell you, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a timid girl. And
yeah.
Shut up. And I can't say I've ever had conversations with friends or with guys or whatever that are into, it's the face thing. If you were telling me he wanted to, like, smack your butt or whatever, then that wouldn't really surprise me, but it's the face thing.
He's careful here.
Okay.
No. I mean, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the face thing that makes it kind of a different level.
Absolutely.
And even what you were saying doesn't, maybe...
But
yeah, I need therapy.
But don't you think
it takes it to another level? I don't think that's ever
true,
happened
to
me.
It's true violence, and she's apologizing for not wanting to put up with this.
All right,
this.
Alicia, we don't have time to get into what went wrong
in your upbringing.
In your upbringing so far that makes it sort of okay for this to go on, but we are telling you it's okay to stop it.
There you go.
And have the conversation not in the middle of, not while you're having sex. Have it, you know.
Correct.
Yeah. And I really do. I know we like to believe that things sort of exist in a vacuum or a bubble in this society. He's a great guy, but he likes to beat me about the face when he's having sex with me and call me his slut. Here's what that is. That, to me, is a bad guy who's acting like a great guy 90% of the time.
That's
until
right.
he closes the bedroom
out.
Door.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, we do this all the time. You know, talk to Ted Bundy's professors or neighbors or anything. It's like quiet. He's thoughtful. He was an interesting guy. He was intelligent. Yes, these are all the facades you have to keep up when you have a lifestyle that you don't want people to expose to people.
It's also when people get into dysregulated states. When that's when they get stressed. That's when they lose it. That's when all this symptomatology surfaces.
Right. All right. Pebbles?
Pebble. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
What's up, Adam?
You're 22.
I'm 22. I must say, I'm a longtime caller and a really big fan of yours, Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Thank you, Pebbles Flintstone.
I must say that you guys have some pretty damn good... I'm sorry. Good advice. I used to be a caller from Washington, D.C.
Right.
And now I live in Eugene, Oregon.
Alrighty.
And as far as the second girl before me goes, with the baby and the guy that wants to have an abortion.
Yeah,
the 14-year-old.
My friend just had a baby, and she has hepatitis C, and it made her the happiest person in the world. So if she's still listening, don't let people tell you what to do.
Hey, Pebbles, how old is your friend?
My friend's actually 30.
Okay, this girl was 14.
I know.
Do you think a 14-year-old shouldn't be told Shouldn't be helped a little bit with her decisions?
Well, I think she should be told that she can make her own decisions.
At 14.
It sounded like...
Well, could you have made your own decisions at 14?
Hold on. That's still advice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's advice, but it hurt me because I was listening to it on the phone, and I'm like, yeah, and Dr. Drew, I agree with you.
Yeah.
She should make her own decision, even though she's 14, because the way the world has developed... You have to, like, be out there on your own.
All right, hold on a second, Pebbles,
because I'm fascinated by you.
What?
I'm getting a little contact high. I am fascinated by you, Pebbles.
Hold on.
Fascinated by me as well.
Yes, well.
I can imagine.
You've rekindled that fascination flame. All right, so just hang on.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Have another wine cooler if you see fit.
All right, hold on.
She might seize if she doesn't.
I was watching Saturday Night Live this weekend, and sounds like Drunk Girl.
Yeah.
It's a sketch with the quintessential drunk sorority girl, but that's what Pebbles sounds like. I want to hear more of Pebbles' half-baked philosophies about making own decisions and how the world is and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, whenever you hear someone preface a statement with how tough the world is or what the world is trying to do to you, it always means the world did it to them about 10 times with no lube.
Of course.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rosa Blasi's our guest tonight. She is from Strong Medicine, Lifetime. 10 o'clock. Sunday nights, and also in the pages of Stuff magazine, right in the middle. Stuffed right in the middle. Two pages. It's really a centerfold. Yeah.
Six pages.
Yeah, I mean, it's two pages.
You stuck them together.
Pages in the center that you open up. Takes up both of them. You know you've arrived. That's all I'm saying. Folded open. Covered in roses. It's titillating. Very, it's flattering. Tasteful. Tasteful, but you can still beat off to it. That's the point.
I wouldn't want to
disagree. All right. Now, when we left off, we were speaking to Pebbles. Pebbles is 22. She called the show before. She made a fine argument for that 14-year-old who wanted to seek the advice of Planned Parenthood, which is do your own thing, baby. You know what I mean?
Don't let anybody tell you.
She has a 30-year-old friend who's got hepatitis C, just had a kid. Best day of her life.
I agree with what you said with... you know, it's up to her.
Her choice.
But I actually have a problem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's now time to listen to me.
Alrighty.
Okay.
My parents died when I was an orphan.
Wow.
They died when you were already an orphan?
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
And
wow.
And my father is part of the KKK.
He was before he died?
Yes.
All right.
And now I live.
Now, how long ago did your parents die?
Then I'm going to have to tell you how old I really am, and I'm not. I'm 30.
You're 30.
How long did they die?
They died when I was in high school, both of them.
Together?
No.
No.
Actually, my mother had cancer, and my father had 3 open heart surgeries, and so I was an orphan at the age of 16 or 17.
Okay, very tragic.
But it's cool.
It's cool. No, it's all good.
It's good times, right?
It's all good. All good.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Now, after, you know, 14 years, if I can do any math,
yeah.
I am very involved with someone who is half black.
Mm-hmm.
And he's laughing.
And your dad was in the KKK?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I'm really scared.
Of what?
I don't know. I'm afraid he's going to get me or something.
Who is?
My dad.
Your dad.
From the grave.
Come back from the dead and get you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, whose dad does it? I mean, of course.
It's a legitimate fear of yours?
Well, I don't know. I have premonitions and stuff about other things that happen.
Oh, boy.
So.
Are you doing speed or anything to give you premonitions?
No, but everyone else here does. But no.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. You got a black guy doing speed?
No.
Of course
my
not.
My boyfriend is great.
I know.
Clean as a whistle.
All right, except for all the weed. But
it's legal here, honey.
All right. Just a wild guess. I'm guessing it's not legal there in Oregon, but
yeah, it is.
Well, it's not
decriminalized.
It's decriminalized.
Well, yeah, I have a card and all that.
That
for medical marijuana? That
yes,
sir. All
okay, all right. So let's keep going forward here. Yeah. Now, your dad was in the Klan.
Apparently so.
And was he a high-ranking member of the Klan or just a foot soldier?
I never really respected that about him.
That wasn't the question.
So I don't know.
Okay.
You have no idea where he was.
Okay.
Yeah, just a straight white hood, or did he get the red one, or did he have the captain's bars on it or anything?
He was
Sergeant's
a
stripes. Okay, so... listen.
All right, look.
Your dad's an idiot.
God came and got your dad.
So he was an idiot.
God came and got your dad. That's what God did.
By the way, you gave me some really good advice about 6 years ago. Yeah. I want to thank you for that.
Okay, so listen, the Lord took out his mighty sword and took out your father, mercifully. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that's
all right. Now,
now I'm involved with someone.
Right. Well, no coincidence.
Yeah.
I'm sure you hated your dad, and now you got yourself a nice mulatto guy, and everything's good.
Well, okay. I really didn't hate him.
Well, you didn't.
His philosophy.
You just didn't like what he stood for.
No.
All right. So now you're.
Because of that, I was kept from the mother's side of my family.
All right, well, you're rebelling against him in a certain way by going out with a guy who's half black.
I don't think I am.
All right.
That's what I want to ask Dr. Drew.
He agrees with
me. Do I think you're rebelling? I think you're rebelling.
But who cares? You found a guy you like. You stick with him.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right?
Oh, yeah?
I promise. I promise.
Here's the
I promise your dad will not come get you. I promise.
I'm scared.
You have no reason to be scared. I'm scared of the amount of alcohol you're getting exposed to. That needs to be dealt with.
All right.
You guys couldn't
listen,
be more wrong.
Do me a favor.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. Please.
I'm not that stupid.
Here's the good news.
Ooh.
If you have any kids, they're only going to be a quarter black. So you're moving in the right direction. All right, Pebbles. Good times there.
Talk to you next.
All right. Get a job. Fight to keep it, right?
Get a job.
All right.
Yeah, how dare you? So now you're really funny, Mr. Corolla.
Oh, my God. See, that's what that was a train wreck right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And, you know, people deny it. Like, people call the show and they're like, I'm not drunk. And my feeling always is
you better be.
You better be drunk.
Right.
Otherwise.
If words are going together like this.
Then it's brain damage or maybe some other pharmaceuticals doing this.
If this is a stone-cold sober Pebbles, you are near retard. You understand?
Brain dead. Yeah.
It's down the
retard. That's being unkind to the retards.
It is. You're right.
Right.
Okay. And if they listened to the show and knew what we were talking about, I would apologize to them.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we just don't have a big tard audience. I mean, other than our non-tard audience
other
who
than
listens
our
to the show.
Usual.
Right.
Tards
right.
that call.
Right. Brandon?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah, Dr. Drew, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex with a girl not too long ago. I'd say maybe about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And
six weeks ago.
Right.
She told me that 2 days prior to us having sex, she had an abortion.
That's nice.
And I was wondering, we had unprotected sex, and I was wondering if you thought maybe there was good chances that she was pregnant.
No, I'd say that's not a good chance.
Okay. At least she learned her lesson.
Yeah, it's nice the way she goes from one abortion to attempting another pregnancy.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't supposed to have sex.
You are.
After
that's
kind of procedure.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. Is you're much more likely than to give her a pregnancy, give her an infection or cause bleeding.
Did her vagina have that new tong smell?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't all that great. It was pretty gross.
Yeah. What's, this girl's obviously has something wrong with her.
Yeah, why would she?
Okay.
This didn't happen.
Yeah.
She was pretty emotionally messed up.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Drew doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
All right. This sounds bogus, Brandon.
No, it's not bogus at all, I promise.
Okay. I believe you. It's too specific, Drew. It's too crazy. It's not entertaining. Okay, Brandon.
Yeah?
She's probably not pregnant again.
All right.
Why can't you get pregnant again just after an abortion, Drew? Any good reason for that?
It'd be pretty rare to ovulate within, you know, hours of having a pregnant. I mean, the progesterone levels in your body would take days to decay, and that's you don't
I see,
ovulate.
It won't let you ovulate.
Yeah.
Okay. So your body essentially still thinks it's pregnant. Like,
I would think. Yeah.
I would imagine there'd still be some shedding.
And the uterine the lining wouldn't be able to accept the conceptus. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep moving forward. Dave?
Hello?
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I had a question about cocaine use.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what counters the effects of it when you're on it.
Nothing really. I mean, what specific effect are you looking to have treated?
No, you know, like when you're drinking alcohol heavily and you want to bring the effect down, you drink water, and it kind of...
It doesn't do that.
I know water doesn't. I was wondering if anything does.
No.
Okay, what about...
But you know how, and then you give an example of something that doesn't work.
What is the symptom you're...
Well, first off, why are you getting high if you don't want to be high?
No, I it was just a question. I don't know.
What symptom are you... there's all kinds of symptoms you can get from cocaine. What's the one that's problematic?
Sometimes I get like a little bit too, you know, shaky, and I feel like, you know, I'd like to tone it down a little bit, but...
Well, people use Xanax and Ativan, those sorts of things.
Really?
Benzodiazepines. But if you're using so much cocaine...
What would be bad? Coffee?
That's a stimulant.
If you're using so much cocaine that you're having dangerous physical effects, and yet you continue using... That defines addiction.
It's not outside. I don't get it like when I'm not using it. I just during some. Sometimes I get it where it's...
Are you smoking it or snorting it?
Snorting it.
What about some booze, Drew? That'll knock you down a notch.
Turns out that booze converts the cocaine into something called cocaethylene.
Yeah.
Which is actually more powerful and more cardiotoxic.
So it can be dangerous.
So alcohol is actually more dangerous when you're doing cocaine.
Are you serious? Because I drink pretty heavily.
I know. People do that all the time, and that's how people get heart attacks and their heart rhythm problems and things like that.
Huh? And I also
Dave. This defines addiction. You're going to have to do something about this someday. This is not going to stop. This is going to get worse. You're going to have to come to terms with this.
I don't really think it's an addiction,
Dave.
Yeah,
I guarantee it,
Dave. Really, you're telling us you just do sort of recreational coke?
I don't know. Yeah, I'd say so.
And drink drink heavily and use so much that you're having dangerous physical effects, and yet you keep going.
Yeah.
What would define addiction then?
The inability to quit.
Well, nobody does cocaine 24/7.
No, I don't. No
one does. That's not how cocaine is done. Cocaine is done in binges.
How often do you binge?
I use like, I'll maybe go through a ball on the weekend and maybe...
A huge eight ball.
Eight ball is a big time.
Well, I mean, I have friends that we share with. It's not like... You know,
yeah.
I don't know what my exact percentage of what I'm taking from the pile is.
I just hope you survive through this and nothing terrible happens to you.
Well, how often is the little tad of a ball you
That's on the week. That's weekend.
Just
action.
On the weekends?
Yeah.
Usually.
Like every weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So, Dave.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You're 23.
Yeah.
And you're going down a road that would say, in the next year or two, if you're lucky... It takes that long. You're going to spin out of control here.
Well,
you already are. Yeah. You're at a threshold right now where you're not. You haven't lost your job. You haven't sold your car.
No,
you haven't stolen jewelry from your parents.
I actually I cut back on my use significantly if I notice my performance at work or whatever is like really affected. Then
okay. Well, why don't you see? Why don't you do this then? Just to make Drew happy. Why don't you see if you can go. Go a few weekends without it. See what happens.
It actually won't be a good thing for him because then he'll convince himself he can control it.
All right.
And everyone goes to early in the disease. Everyone can control it. That's why they delude themselves later. I can still control it like I used to. I just don't want to do that anymore.
Do what Drew says. Do a kilo tonight.
There you go.
That's what I'll do. I also wanted to know how long does it stay in your system? Just like they can find it.
It's out quick.
It's out quick. It's usually out within 12 hours or so, but it can stay in there up to 72. Some people.
Up to 72, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but you'll pass that drug test.
No, I'm trying to get one of my friends a job where I work, and I'm worried that because he hangs out with me, he's going to get, you know, they're going to find something
well,
in his urine.
He hangs out with you, you mean because he does blow with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want him to go in there and get tested, and they're going to, you know, find out on him, and he's a good friend of mine.
Coke's fine. It's the pot that lingers.
It stays for 28 days like a carb.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in sales.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, fine. All right. Well, he's doing a good job of selling his addiction. Look, don't do anything. But it's really, coke is just, it just keeps going and it just goes one direction.
I mean, it's an unrealistic suggestion, but I wish one weekend he wouldn't do it and keep company with everybody that is, because I think watching people on coke is the grossest behavior. Like, you just see gross behavior, gross dirty birdies.
Yeah, they get all sappy. They get that weird.
It's just gross.
Crying, telling you how much they love you. Start making plans. There's nothing worse than a guy hopped up on coke.
I just think if you could be from a sober perspective and see that, I mean, I obviously probably wouldn't be enough if you didn't have an addiction, but I think it would just like repel you in a way. I don't know.
They get all in your face. They start getting weird.
Ugh.
Nothing worse than, listen, I know I'm pretty coked up right now. I know I'm pretty high, but listen, dude, there's something I've been wanting to talk. It's like, oh, no, please. What is that? Especially when I'm high on mushrooms and trying to enjoy myself.
Oh, boy.
Crystal?
Yep.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I have a question, but first I wanted to give a response to that 14-year-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I got pregnant with my first child at 15, and it's a rough life, and the father was 26, and she really does need to tell her parents and get some help.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, Crystal.
What happened, what happened with you? You were pregnant. Did the guy hang out?
When I was 15?
Yeah.
Hell no. I decided to keep my baby. He walked.
Hmm.
You know, and that's what this guy's going to do. You know, he's going to walk because he doesn't want her parents to put him in jail, and that's what's going to happen.
Have you talked to this guy since, the 26-year-old?
Last time I talked to him was Mother's Day when I was still pregnant with our son.
At age 15?
Yeah.
Do you ever get any money from him?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. He's paying me child support.
Good.
That's
surprising.
Good. Yeah. But he never wants no contact with the child?
He hasn't tried.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Okay. Sounds like a delay.
All I wanted her to know is, you know, technically in California, I don't know if she's in California, it is her decision, but she's got to think wisely, because that's a really hard thing to go through. You know, an abortion's hard, and it's emotionally distressing, and that's what I'm actually calling about.
What's your question?
My question was, you know, I had an abortion in March because I've got three kids. I don't need another one.
Yeah. Well, you learned your lesson after the 15-year-old pregnancy. That's the important part. It's a society. We can't dart these chicks. It's good to just keep cranking them out, huh? Fantastic. All right. You had the abortion. Fine. We're going to send out the windbreaker.
I feel like, and now I'm becoming, like, emotionally detached from my family, and that bothers me.
You're getting depressed.
Yeah, I guess.
Your family, meaning your three other children?
My three children and my boyfriend now.
Look, you can get a postpartum depression after an abortion, too. They can be quite serious.
Really?
Yeah. So you need to get some help for this.
I'm also going to float this theory, which is you got pregnant at 15, then you got pregnant four times before the age of 20. You probably come from a little chaos.
Yeah.
And there was probably going to be some depression that was going to kick in at some point in your life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Being as your parents are idiots or you come from a crappy family.
But then the biology of a aborted pregnancy, though, can really precipitate something.
Right. Now, who are the other two kids from?
My current boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Boyfriend.
Yeah, he's stuck around.
That's nice.
Well, actually, we're engaged, but we haven't planned a wedding or anything.
Okay. So. All right. Well, you definitely have this biology kicking in when you get pregnant. Just because you take the kid out doesn't mean the biology shuts off.
What's that, Rosa?
I got to ask, have you changed up any birth control methods?
Yeah, I was on the depo, and I was in between when I got pregnant with my depo
can make you depressed, too. It's one of the things about the depo that I have concerns about. So you may want to go to something that, like the patch or one of the pills. Are you just smoking cigarettes while you're talking to them? It sounds like you can barely breathe.
Yeah.
Do you also have asthma?
Yeah, no, I don't have asthma. I'm smoking right now. I'm just a little stressed out.
All right. Well, listen, Crystal, you take care of yourself. And, you got to go. Who she got to talk to about the depression, Drew?
Well, you...
Do you have a doctor?
Yeah.
All right, give a call. Talk about the depression. It does need to be treated. It'll affect your kids profoundly, you being depressed.
Yeah, and that's what I was worried about. I don't want them to have anything like I had when I was growing up.
Well, then take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah. no more kids and get married. All right, good times, baby
doll. I went crazy on, what's that pill that's, I don't know, there's some new pill out, and for like a month
for
I
what?
Was on it, and I...
For what?
It was just a birth control pill, and it changed my...
Which
and
one?
I was like crying every day for like a month.
I know.
And then I went off and I, like that day I was fine.
Yeah, they can affect you.
I forget which one. It's like they're promoting it now because it's like not supposed to have gain any weight from, I don't know. It's, God, what? I'll think of it.
Jasmine
Bleeth, the pill. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, is that what she went nuts on?
Well, that's,
no, I
yeah, it's
personally
high, it's
did.
Progesterone pill, yeah.
Well, what's Jasmine Bleeth doing?
It's the name is called Jasmine.
Jasmine, that's how I remember it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Listen, I would just like some we were yapping last night about how there's an article in the paper, secondhand smoke turns out not to be so dangerous, and I was just thinking, as a society, these pussy left-wing liberals, these cowards who now owe all us sane people an apology for all this rhetoric with the secondhand smoke, they would love to do another PSA about how secondhand smoke kills. They would like her three kids removed from her because she's
for
a smoker.
Smoking, yeah.
The reality is they ought to do some PSAs about depression and how that affects the kids.
Profound.
Tangibly affects the kids. Believe me, these kids would be much better off with a chain smoker.
Locked in the room with the door, you know, no ventilation.
Then they, yes,
then with the depressed
blowing
mom.
It into their face like when I tried to get my cat high in high school. Then a depressed mama.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rosa Blasi is our guest tonight. Strong medicine. It's a show on Lifetime. It's Sunday nights. It's 10 o'clock. And we also, you can find Rosa in the magazine Stuff this week. This month, I should say. She's on right in the middle there. A nice big spread. Three, four
spread?
Pictures. Yeah, I call it a spread. Come on, nothing wrong with that. Looks absolutely amazing. Where's some of those pictures? One where she's like undone her bottoms and stuff. And she's talking. They always do those quotes about what they're looking for in a guy. It's hot. Yeah. All right. Pam Anderson is on the cover, looking like a World War II pinup. Looking very airbrushed, I might add. Doing her best female impersonation, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
A couple things. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of wondering what the psychology is like behind cross-dressing. What's the reason for it?
I'm not sure anybody knows this in a definitive way what it is. It means different things to different people. It's sort of a fetish. It's a way of... distracting yourself from very heavy feelings about your mom, basically. That's what the theory is. And that sometimes people need it in order to be intimate with another person as a way of sort of deflecting them from the unpleasantness of being close. One of the things that happens from having disorganized attachments in childhood is sort of an aversion to closeness. And that, of course, comes out sexually, too.
One other thing, kind of a little screwed-up fetish again. I like to wear diapers.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What are you, about 18 months old, or how old are you?
Yeah, you know it, man.
You like to wear diapers, you like to wear women's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this getting in the way sexually?
Well, no. I don't obviously tell anyone about it.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Drew, am I hearing an echo
yes,
myself?
Yes, it's his phone, I think.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Is that any better?
A lot better.
Okay, so now it's no better.
I'm still here now.
But anyway, Joe.
Yeah.
It's worse, actually.
It is actually marginally worse. But let's just ride it out this way. Here's what I'll do. I'll just keep talking so I can never hear myself repeat
right,
back
good.
At myself.
Oh. What a delight for you.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Joe, I don't know if there's anything you can do about this. I really don't. Drew?
Not without... No, there isn't. Not without a lot of work.
But can you contain it?
Can you have a relationship?
Well, yeah. I mean, I obviously don't tell people about it. But
if you kind of get into it, if you start talking to somebody about it, telling her about it, it's going to actually probably get in the way of the relationship as much as anything.
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, fetishes sort of interpose themselves between you and closeness.
Do you think you could live a life where you had a relationship, you got married, you had a family, and on your own time put on a pair of panties and beat off in the kid's bathroom? Because that's what my plan is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm already moving on it. Rosie, you have any panties?
No.
Really? Nice. She's a wildcat, this one. Likes a little rough trade, no panties.
No.
Good times.
I think she means not available for you.
No, I think she's not wearing them. You're not wearing them, are you? No, just a diaper. Joe, you want to talk to a therapist about this, perhaps?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't know how incredibly screwed up it was.
I have to ask. Do you utilize the diaper?
No.
Okay, I had to ask.
Thank you, Rose. I appreciate
that. And when you masturbate, is this all part of a masturbation fantasy?
No, not really.
Really?
You just like the feeling?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
It says something about your personality construct, your emotional makeup. If you're able to have stable relationships, if you're otherwise productive, it doesn't have to mean you're incredibly messed up, as you say, but it's a sign that something's going on, and if you want to do something about that, you can look into
it. All right. Well, this begs an interesting question, which is if you're 18, like a young Joe is, and you're starting to get some momentum with this, and we all agree, I mean, much like my conversation earlier, that your calves are your calves, and your eye color, and your double chin's your double chin. I like big boobs. No man is going to talk me out of that.
A woman could?
She smothered me with her big boobs.
She could.
We might talk. Joe over here is going to be hard to talk out of the female panties.
Right.
And should he then, now he's heterosexual, he wants to, you know, live his life in our society and not be ostracized, should he try to sort of stuff it away? Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's so many things we do.
I know.
Think about what you would like to eat as opposed to what you do actually eat. You know what I mean? Or think about how you act versus how you would sort of like to act if people let you or if society let you. Should we stuff this away like everything else?
Well, it very, you know, I don't know that anybody can completely answer that question accurately, but we certainly are finding that containment is more of an accomplishment of mental health than letting it all hang out.
Right.
That this business of just, you know, just spilling your emotions all over the place and evoking things, probably not great for the psyche.
So a guy like Joe should say, okay, there's something I'm into, and I'll probably always be a little bit into it, but I don't have to indulge myself completely with it.
Right.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm all for containing yourself. That's you guys. That's not me. William?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I have a situation. I had a girlfriend for like about 5 years, and we recently broke it off about 3 weeks ago. And my question to you guys is that the reason why we broke it off is because she's going away to college. She's going to go live in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I gave an ultimatum, and the reason why is because I won't be able to trust her.
Whoa. What was the ultimatum? Don't go or I'll break up with you?
The ultimatum was if you go, you know, I have to break it up. If, you know, if you stay here, then, you know, we'll try to work this out.
Well, she needs to go, and you need to break up.
Where's she going to college?
She's going to, actually, it's not pretty far away. She's going to UCLA.
Whatever.
Hold on. He's going from Long Beach.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it's actually a healthy thing you're doing.
No, it is. I just mean UCLA.
It's healthy to give an ultimatum?
No, it's healthy to realize that she's going away. He's done it in sort of kind of a goofy way, but the reality is she's going away to establish life for herself in college. She's going to live in a dorm. She's going to be exposed to a lot of new peers. It's time for them to have separate lives.
Yeah. Westwood from Long Beach is the crow flies about 19 miles.
I know. but it's more than living in
my house is further from here.
And if it's meant to be, I mean, people last through, like, you know,
no, it's
college,
not meant to be.
I know, but you always have the fantasy five.
No, this is William. I think she's looking to break up.
Two, yeah.
No, not two. She's
ready to go on to have her college life.
This is right. You guys been going out since you were 14?
Yeah, I was like four.
It's got to be
good.
Very
it's done.
Very painful. this relationship.
Painful but important.
Yeah, important to get over. It. Yeah. If you were 26 and you were in this relationship, this one would have lasted about 4 months.
Yeah, okay. And the thing that confuses me is that she called me like every other day, like every 2 days.
Well,
yeah,
you've been together forever, yeah.
And she's calling me and she's crying and she's telling me that that's ridiculous what I'm doing, but
there's no cookies in my box.
No, you're right. You know what you're doing.
I'm confused and I guess I'm sticking to what
stick with it.
William, you're all right. Yeah. You're all right.
How do I go about I also have a problem with my my penis.
Wow.
Like ever since I broke off, I've been depressed, mm-hmm. and it's been killing me, and I haven't had an erection since a while back.
Well, that's depression. Yeah, it shows how much you miss her and you're attached to her, but you will get through this.
I mean, is that normal? Because I recently went out on a date and she was a pretty girl too, but I don't know how you go about moving on.
Yeah, you're listen. No, you don't have to move on.
Yeah.
Just break up with her. Live in your painful slop for a couple of months. You'll be fine.
Part of the problem is you're continuing to have contact with her, and that sort of every time you talk to her on the phone, it's
picking off a scab.
And the clock starts ticking again. You're just starting all over again with all that misery.
Yeah.
How many years did you go through one of these? 2 years?
I was good and depressed for clinically depressed for probably a solid year in change.
I probably did that.
And then sort of marginally depressed for, I don't know,
six
probably
years?
The next, well, what day is it? Up until this week, really, quite honestly. And this just a phase. I'll be depressed tomorrow. Yeah, what can you tell? Tell a guy who's 19 who just broke up the 5-year relationship.
Look,
it's horrible.
It's remarkable that he can see his way through to staying by what his decision has been and to dating already.
Yes.
He's doing fine.
All right. Hey, good times. Good times. Right. Here's the real depressing thought is you guys stay together for a few more years. You tie the knot. Next thing you know, you look in the mirror. You're 25. You've been with one chick your entire life, and you're starting to freak out.
Mm.
That's what you don't want.
And you got two kids now.
Right. Leaves,
eight if she's dating that last caller.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a Mexican country.
Oh, I get the point.
Eight minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Okay.
Minimum for those people.
Oh, talking God.
Minimum. Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if piercings increase the chances of STDs of oral.
You mean genital? Genital piercings or tongue piercings?
Tongue.
Town. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, obviously, if it's brand new, it's not going to help things any in terms of the viral diseases. But other than that, I'm not aware of any added risk.
Like herpes or something?
No, no.
Yeah.
Why? What's happening?
Oh, I'm just wondering.
I did bring in a report of a brain abscess, though, from a tongue piercing that the infection has tracked down.
I was thinking of it. I was just wondering. Like,
Brandon doesn't have a brain. He's fine. All right, buddy.
Don't pierce your tongue. You'll have that ridiculous.
Did you do it already?
Yeah.
All right, good times.
Forget it.
I realize that people that have aggressive piercings, I'm sort of marginally angry at
mm-hmm.
because it draws me into their crap world.
Mm-hmm.
I am forced to. When I see a guy with like a brow piercing or a tongue piercing, whether you like it or not, you have to sort of look at it. And then the way your mind works, it's like whenever I hear the news story of the Colorado hiker sawed his own arm off with a penknife, and I'm like, I mean, you feel it. It's not the same as getting your arm sawed off, but it does hurt your teeth a little bit when they start explaining they're just going through the bone with the Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
But the same token, in a very small way, when I see the guy with the brow pierce, I just think, I picture it going in. Mm-hmm. I B, think that would be uncomfortable. I C, think, I wonder if he ever gets it caught on anything and it pulls, rips out of the skin or something. And then I start getting angry. What do you got?
This is my belly.
You got a belly thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, though.
That's fine on you.
I don't even have my ears double pierced.
You don't?
No.
Single pierce.
This is like a cry for my youth.
You got a belly. What is that? Like a half moon? It's like a kind of half hoop?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a C.
What do they call that?
I don't know. Grasping onto your early 20s.
Hold on, let me
in your late 20s.
Drew, when she said a C, was she abbreviating a word? Or
no, it looks like the shape of a C.
Hmm?
No, it looks...
C, like you can't say it on radio, right? It looks like a...
No, you asked me what it was, and I said it looks like the shape of the C is in the alphabet.
The
C freak.
Word, the C word. No. I get it. Boy, you're a naughty one. You are a naughty little ass.
Oh, my God.
Naughty little mutt.
No.
Likes a rough trade, doesn't wear the panties, likes to throw around the C word. Sweet.
Just add it up.
Add it up. All right, let's take a quick break.
All right.
We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Rosa Blasi is our guest tonight. Strong Medicine, Lifetime, Sunday nights, 10 o'clock. I didn't know Rosa had to leave early.
Yeah, well, it's not early, so it's all right.
It's a little late for leaving early.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm here alone. Usually you have, like, you know.
Yeah.
Wranglers.
People barking behind you. Exactly. Actor wranglers.
Well, you gut out this segment. We'll cut you loose.
Ten more minutes.
Perfect.
You do it standing on your head. All right. And Drew, no more naughty talk. I think you kind of
Drew, I have to say you've been inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
Brian, he's on painkillers. He had the hernia.
I had a hernia operation last week. I've had anal sex.
Drew, please. Tone it down. Let's try to move forward. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 18?
That's right.
What's up?
Well, I was recently... Well, before I start, you should know that my girlfriend has a red-green deficiency. She's colorblind. She can't see, like... the bluer shades of green and the yellower shades of red.
Green,
I was having sex with her like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
What is a yellower shade of red? Is that orange?
Yeah, kind of like orange reddish, kind of like stoplights.
All right, so she's no good with the turquoise?
I don't know. There's like specific shades, and she'll like be walking through a mall or something and point out something to me and say, is that red? And I'll say, yeah. And she'll say, it looks like dead grass or something to her.
It's pretty rare for a woman to have colorblindness.
Yeah, it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
It is a guy thing,
Her dad has it, and he passed down a few things to her, like she's got his chin and his asthma.
No, he can't pass the color. Well, he could, I guess. Yeah, he can. But he...
He passes his chin and his asthma to her?
He can't give her colorblindness.
Okay.
It's a sex-linked disease. You have to get both X chromosomes with the colorblindness gene on it. And that's really rare.
So how do you do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
It comes from the mom to the son, and it's expressed because there's an XY, and any X with the colorblind gene gets expressed. Uh-huh. But when you have XX, usually it doesn't get expressed.
All right. Well, be that as it may. Well, maybe she has a tumor or something's putting pressure on a part of her brain.
Terrible.
Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Anyway, like, so 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were having sex, and, like, she was getting really close to orgasm, and then right in the middle of it, she just kind of broke off and pushed me away and started crying, and she said she saw green, and it's not like she looked at something that...
Well, maybe you got an infection.
Yeah, Brian, I got to say, she's screwed up with this colorblindness thing. You better get somebody to really document what's going on. Colorblindness doesn't mean you're like a dog. You see black and white.
Right.
You have trouble with certain shades of red and green.
Right.
So seeing green, she sees green all the time.
No, it's not like forest green or...
Brian, it's not the shades of green. It's sort of the tones of green.
It's more of a Kelly green or a British
Racing. She knows
green.
She sees green just the way you do. But in the very darks and the very lights, she might have some difficulty differentiating it from red. Light red.
But what's the big deal? I'm lost. What's the big deal about seeing green?
He banged her so hard she saw colors.
And she never seen. She's leading him to believe that she's never seen colors before.
Okay.
Which is nonsense.
Okay.
This is all nonsense, Brian.
All right.
Something's going up. What else is up with her?
He blew Skittles out of his joint.
Yeah.
It's not quite like. It's not really like that. I mean,
where'd that accent go?
I know. Like all of a sudden,
he has an accent.
I don't know.
What is this?
It's Madonna.
Hi, Brian. What is it?
Well, that's just it. She saw green on the walls and green on the ceiling and green on the whites of my eyes, and it really kind of freaked her out.
Well, maybe she needs to get a checkup then.
Or maybe you're an alien.
No, she might have a problem. Maybe she needs like a CAT scan or something.
Yeah, there are brain things that can, but you know.
He sounded bogus, but or confused. But if she looked and saw green in his eyes
everywhere,
and
green
on
everything.
The walls,
yeah, that's,
green
that has
everywhere.
Nothing to do with her colorblindness.
She could be in a Dr. Seuss book.
She could be having a seizure. She could have other things that can cause this. Some visual cortical change. Those are not eye problems. Those are brain problems.
But if someone you cared about said they saw this,
green
you
eggs,
would tell them to do what?
I'd say, would you, could you in a car?
Or would you, could you at a
bar?
in a plane?
In a box with a box?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
She was about to pass out. You know how everything starts to go dark?
Of course.
And her dark was green.
It can be that kind of thing.
Was Dr. Seuss really a genius? You go back and look at his rhyming fox and box, green eggs and ham. Okay. She should possibly go to the doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with her color blindness. Nothing. If that she even has that.
Let's talk Drew. What are you looking at?
I want to do a diagram for you guys, the color blindness gene.
Oh, really?
I think Cricket's sleeping.
Nice. True. How am I supposed to know the move for diagramming the color blindness gene? Okay, Drew's doing his XX and his Y. Hey, Cricket?
Yeah.
You on the road?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your problem?
Well, I recently, first of all, I just want to thank you to the sexiest men in radio, Dr. Drew and Adam.
Thank you.
I recently read an article.
It's not tough when your competition's Man Cow and Lycus, though. I mean, I gotta be honest with you.
Man Cow. I recently read an article about vaginal reconstruction.
Yeah.
And more specifically about collagen injections into a woman's G-spine.
Oh, please. That is just...
Really? I've never heard that.
That's unbelievable.
Really? Apparently, I guess in New York, there's an institution that's specifically for vaginal reconstruction.
Well, that may be true. We have one out here.
It was the G-spot thing with the collagen that I think was bogus.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I'm wondering, how safe is it? And if it's, I mean, is it a hoax? Or is it something that is really done?
Okay, well, let's just break this up into two halves. Vaginal reconstruction is done. There are institutes that do this.
And some people have cosmetic, and some people have reconstructions from, you know,
the collagen
trauma.
Thing is not done, to the best of our knowledge.
That sounds bogus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's more specifically, in the article, saying that it was done. Collagen was injected into a woman's G-spot, of course, to make it bigger so that it could heighten a woman's pleasure.
No way.
Why don't they just shoot it into your clitoris?
Right.
All right, what magazine are you reading? High Times?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes.
No, that was the other day.
Okay, can you have an orgasm?
Me, personally, not just by having intercourse. No.
Well, that's most women.
Through
so.
Oral sex, though, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah,
all
there
right,
you go.
Well, there's your lot in life. All right, Drew's just drawn out something that looks like nothing to me.
Well, I'm just saying that this
color blindness.
This is the color blindness gene, and if you have another normal gene on the other side, the color blindness doesn't get expressed. You have
XX is the chick.
Two color blind.
If you have XY is the
yes, and if you get the color blindness gene and you're a dude, there's nothing over here. There's nothing there to block it, so you get that expressed.
Uh-huh.
So
for the color blindness gene to be expressed in a woman, you have to have both.
Now this is wonderful.
All right, but let me say this. What if the fullback leads and trap blocks the strong side backer here? He clears
what's your tackle
guard,
doing?
Guard pulls, kicks out on the weak side tackle.
Is it a two-back set?
On the tight?
Yeah. Then he slides there, and it's straight to pay dirt. You understand? All right. Leah?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, I have this problem, like, staying in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
because I just seem to pick apart guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so why don't you like being in a relationship?
Well, I do, but, you know, I really want a relationship.
You're a lesbian.
True, please.
I would expect the guys you didn't pick apart were the guys that were sort of the bad guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did I know that?
I don't know. But, yeah, that's sort of it. There's, like, only one guy that I really couldn't pick apart.
Yeah, the other guys are boring.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that.
What else?
It's more like just the stupidest little things, like that it...
Yeah, they bug.
I used to do
bug.
That.
Yeah, they get on your
like
nerves.
If a guy had, like, a teal car, it bugged me, or, like the littlest things.
I always love it.
Because you're not ready for
it. I like it when you're talking to a chick and you can hear her building a case.
Yeah.
Like the and it's innocuous stuff. Like they go, he called and wanted to know what I was doing this weekend. It's like, what do you mean, what am I doing? You know what I'm doing. And it's like, you have to stop him and go, would you relax? He just wanted to know what was going on.
Right. Like,
why do you have to build a case? Well, you need a bad boy. This guy's not a bad boy. And so you start picking him apart. And now you can justify leaving a good guy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you got to find out.
It's a way of avoiding real intimacy.
Yes, exactly.
All right. What kind of guy was your dad?
Jerk.
My dad's a good guy.
No. How about when you were growing up?
When I was growing up?
Yeah.
He was always around. He was
okay.
A good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Well, then this is just, you're 18, and you're cute,
thing.
And you can get away with it.
And my dad is...
There is a phase when 18 and 22.
It's a total phase you're exactly right about the not ready for intimacy. Yeah. I was the queen of going on one date. A guy couldn't get a second date because I was doing exactly what you said.
And
to some extent,
it's protective, too. It's because you don't get going with anything before you're ready.
Yeah. Well, see, my friend Elisa, I was talking to her about it.
Elisa.
Hey, we know all about her. Enough said.
Medical technical advisor on the show.
Yeah. All right. You'll grow out of it. You're 18.
Okay.
I just get the feeling with her that it's more, though. Be careful.
I don't know. It's so weird.
If you're not out of this by the time you're 21, 22, it's time to look into it.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that means yes.
I don't really have any complaints.
Also, people usually, when they're young and they're dating, get away with about as much as they can get away with.
Right. Right.
I mean, you take a guy who's quarterback and captain of the football team, he's good-looking and hunky, and he says he's having trouble settling down or whatever. No, he knows he has a new chick every weekend, and he's enjoying himself. If you're cute, you're 18, you're a girl, you have a steady influx of nice guys you can have an exciting time with, you'll do it for a while.
Well, now Rose has got to go.
Yes.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
What do you do? It's time.
Hey, good riddance.
All right.
We're about done. We just had enough time to talk a little smack about you.
Thanks.
When we come back from commercial. All right. Rose, a delight.
Thank you.
Don't wait so long before you come back next time.
Okay.
All right. Strong Medicine on Lifetime, 10 o'clock, Sunday nights. We'll be right back. Well, there's the show. Where's the time go, Drew?
Another good week.
No, I want to know where the time goes.
Me too.
Don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'm guessing a giant bay somewhere.
I think it was Pebbles' father came and got it.
Yeah.
I do.
She was a delight, that Pebbles. Oh. Pebbles, if you're listening, call back anytime. All right. I want to thank Rosa for coming in here and doing a great job. Lifetime, everybody. Strong Medicine. 10 o'clock. Sunday nights, we'll take a extendo 22-hour break. We'll be back tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I'm scared of the amount of alcohol you're getting exposed to. That needs to be dealt with.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.